Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for wandering around with us today. It's my pleasure to be part of your day, and I know it's like a dream come true for you, and it's especially a dream come true for our good friend John Jantz. I know how much he just can't wait to get back on the show. John, as you folks, as you probably know, is one of the world's experts on marketing your small business. He wrote the book Duct Tape Marketing, and he's just covering the galaxy, folks, with his vast knowledge of small business marketing. And we're so happy to have him here for just a little while today. John Jantz, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. And you know, just a little bit of advice. Your person that books the show for you, Bliss, does a lovely, lovely job. But she always sends me the time, and she puts it at Pacific time, and it's 5:25 Pacific a.m. Pacific time. And just to, tell her to put it in Eastern time.
I think she thinks you're out there.
Well, it just sounds so early out there.
Well, but the point is, though, is we never know where you are. I just got through saying that we never know where you are in the galaxy. So you know,
that's right. Well,
you're just gonna. You're just going to have to do the same time zone as you today. You're going to have to do the math yourself, John. We can't do everything for you.
I'm a marketing guy. Math, it just doesn't come naturally.
Hey, John, we pay you the big bucks. I think you can do the marketing, the math yourself. Okay, so what are we going to do? We're going to talk about. Let's talk about doing marketing with a plan.
Well,
what a novel idea!
We could go just straight to talking about dental work instead, because I think that's what. Unfortunately, a lot of small business owners, they want to do the new thing, the great new Web 2.0 thing that they read about, and it all starts with marketing planning, having a plan, having a strategy, and I don't really subscribe to the academic side of that. That this planning needs to be something that is torturous and that you all lock yourself in a room for 3 days.
It's like homework.
And you create this document that then goes in a drawer somewhere and is never used. Marketing plans by themselves, and we both have a mutual friend, Tim Berry, the founder of Palo Alto Software, that I stole this line from. Marketing plans, business plans are first off always wrong, and by themselves are somewhat worthless. But it's the planning process that is so valuable. It's the going through and asking yourself the tough questions, and then coming up with some action items. Okay, what do we need to do then to see if this plan works, to see if this is right? Because there are very few crystal balls. I mean, when we're doing planning, 9 times out of 10 we're making. There are lots of colorful terms for this, but basically we're making guesses at what we think will happen.
But the thing about it, though, John, someone told me 25 years ago, all projections are wrong, and they're right. But if you make your projections to attempt to see, okay, this is my attempt to project where I want to go. And what Tim talks about all the time is checking your plan versus actual on a regular basis. You can start to develop a vector when you do that. You start to develop a direction that you're going in, and so you can see, and maybe that direction is not what you want, and you're able to make corrections. And especially if you can look backwards and see where you've been, that helps you to draw that line from where you've been through where you are to where you want to go.
Yeah, and that brings up a couple of really important distinctions. One is you've absolutely got to have things that you're measuring so that you can create that baseline and then that trajectory, as you called it. And that's a point that a lot of people underestimate. And then secondly, that you've got to use this tool or this plan as something that you keep in your back pocket, not in the drawer, and mm-hmm. that you're constantly referring to it. You're saying, are we doing this? Okay, we're not. The market's telling us we should be here. Okay, let's adjust. But if you're not using that as the tool to guide you, then it is just homework, as you talked about it. And that's why I think a lot of people feel like it's not a valuable process, or that it's not time well spent to do marketing planning or business planning, when in fact it really can and should be a vital tool to run your business.
Well, we were just talking about this the other day, about the importance of not having all of your marketing eggs in one basket, and you should have more than one approach to the marketplace, and therein lies the need for planning, because you got to be able to coordinate all this activity, so you're getting the most out of each one of them. Stand by, John Jantz is our guest. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Here's the Allman Brothers to take us out.
When this whole world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
The Drifters, ladies and gentlemen, this is the original.
I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Also the original small business advocate. There, other people say they're advocates, but I am the small business advocate. And that's the story I'm sticking to. And I've got a registered trademark to prove that, too, by the way. John Jantz is our guest and our good friend, and the author of Duck Cake Marketing. And we're talking about how to make sure that you're planning and measuring your marketing activity. John, before we go any further, tell the audience how we can find you and how we can find your book.
Well, you bet. It is ducttapemarketing.com, and that's ducttapemarketing.com. And you
right.
can find the book there, or you can find it in your online store, your independent bookseller, your chain bookseller, anywhere that they sell books.
He can't do math, folks, but he can spell. That's always good to know. all right. So I was talking, John, when we went to the break, we were talking about planning, and I was just pointing out that that smart marketers won't put all their eggs in one basket. They'll do a number of things. They won't just buy keywords. They won't just buy newspaper. You know, of course, if you just buy radio, that's good. That's not bad. But basically, you need to spread it around, don't you, John?
Well, absolutely. In fact,
not everything, but more than one.
Absolutely. We call it the lead generation trio. In fact, that any marketing plan that I would create, or that any of my coaches would create, will involve all three of these: advertising, and as you mentioned, maybe many forms of advertising, public relations, and a systematic approach to generating referrals. All of those things have to work together in order for you to build the know, like, and trust that it takes to successfully generate customers.
And do you consider all those things under the umbrella of marketing?
No question they're under the umbrella of marketing, but maybe more specifically, they're under the umbrella of lead generation.
Okay. That's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, let's segue for a minute. Marketing, for me, the definition of marketing is getting someone who has a need to know, like, and trust you. Mm-hmm. For the small business, that certainly means your marketing strategy, your message, your marketing materials, your lead generation, your lead conversion
right.
process, everything that comes into contact with a customer in any way, shape, or form is part of the marketing function.
But one of the things that happens, though, John, and I think this is I'm not wandering off on us here, because I think this is an important part of the plan. And I ran into this last month in a conference that I went to about how to market to small business owners, and there were all these statistics and all this research on how to market to small business owners, blah blah blah. But after a day or so, I realized, wait a minute, nobody's talking about connecting to the customer. They're marketing to them, but I made this point in a panel I was on. I said, folks, marketing is essential. You must market. You must do your advertising. You got to reach out and generate leads. But if you don't connect to these people, they're not going to buy from you. They're just going to know about you. What do you think, John?
Well, and I think that has probably become more important The more we're connected to the internet and to a lot of the things that actually disconnect us from people, I think that the more we crave relationships, if you want to call it that, with the products and the companies and the services that we buy. And so companies that I believe understand that, and small businesses really have an advantage, I think, in that way, because a lot of times when you're doing business with a small business, the owner of the company is actually providing the service for you. So
right.
So there's no question that we want that connection as buyers, as customers, and small businesses really have the ability to provide that.
But you've got to. But you've got to. There's a big debate right now about how to get marketing and sales working together.
Oh yeah.
And that's
got
to be part of your plan, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And you know, the thing is, it's really not that hard. The biggest thing you have to do is tear down the wall that somehow somebody built that said that they're separate.
Right.
Because they're absolutely. In no matter the size of the organization, they are absolutely need to work together. And you know, if they're sending different signals, if they're not working together, then that causes enough friction to maybe tear down some of that connection or that trust that you need to build.
Well, marketing can't have the money that they need to market if somebody doesn't make a sale. I mean, it's just nothing happens until somebody makes a sale. There is no chicken or egg quandary in the marketplace, folks. It's always the egg first, and that egg is a sale.
Right. Right. You'll get a little pushback from me on that statement, though, because unfortunately, if that's it's not just a sale. It needs to be a successful sale.
Well, that's right. Fine. A successful sale.
There's a heck of a lot of folks out there that can sell, you know, sell ice to Eskimos.
Mr. Picky, John Jantz, ladies and gentlemen.
but it's that second sale. It's that I'm so emotionally attached to your company that I want to refer you.
Exactly.
You know, that's the sale we're after, and not just, hey, I closed the deal.
But how many times, John, do you see multi-million-dollar campaigns that get you so worked up? I mean, you just can't wait to go out and own one of these things. And you show up at the store, and it's like, wow, do these people not watch their own ads?
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, there's no connection. You've got to connect, folks. You got to do both. You got to do your marketing, but you've also got to connect. We're going to get back, and I'm going to come back. I'm going to let John try to put all this together and wrap it up in a nice little package and put a bow on it as we wind up the hour. It's almost 9 after, almost 10 after, actually. 10 till the hour. I'll tell time in a minute. 10 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Back in the USA.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and all the things we do here. The blog, the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members, the newsletter, etc., etc. smallbusinessadvocate.com. And also, don't forget our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz, where you get small business answers now. So check those out. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us, use our stuff. John Jantz is our guest. He's the author of Duct Tape Marketing. That's ducttapemarketing.com. Hope you'll check that out. Use his stuff. He's got some really good stuff there. And we appreciate, John, you making all that available to us. And, of course, if you get a chance, buy his book. And if you think you might want to give it away to somebody, buy two, because you're going to want to keep one for yourself. Right, John?
That is absolutely correct. And I do want to remind your listeners that is the Small Business Advocate with a capital T.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right.
That's right.
okay. What should be in this plan, this marketing plan? What are some of the elements that should be in the marketing plan?
Well, I you know,
old and new. Give us the old and the new stuff.
Yeah, well, a marketing plan can be a one-page document, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, there certainly are reasons that it might be bigger than that. But at the very least, a strategy, your marketing strategy. Who is our ideal customer? What do they look like?
Yep.
How are we going to differentiate our business from everybody else that says they do what we do? And what's going to be our core message then? And it can't be we provide good service or fair pricing, because, you know, who doesn't do that, right?
Right.
So
right.
Something that's different. Then we talked a little bit about it. You know, what's going to make the phone ring? What's going to be our strategy for public relations, for advertising, for a systematic approach to referrals? What's going to be our internet or web or our marketing automation technology strategy? How are we going to get out there and take advantage of the fact that 75 to 80% of our customers, no matter what industry we're in, are going online to find the companies and the products and the services that they want to do business with, both around the world and around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, did
you mention this? I don't think you did. You said we need to define who we want to do business with. Wouldn't it be instructive and helpful to also identify who we don't want to do business with?
Well, for a lot of people,
wouldn't that help? Some people need to go through that exercise?
You betcha. And a lot of small business owners fall into the, well, we don't want to exclude anybody, or, you know, we want to be all things to all people.
The phone book is not your prospect list, folks.
Yeah, yeah, you absolutely can't do it. And for a lot of people, just what you mentioned, it's easier for them to say who they don't want to do business with, because, you know, frankly, as a small business, even doing business that might be profitable with companies or individuals that don't respect your people, that don't pay their bills on time, that are always beating you up on price, those kind of customers will suck the life out of you.
Those are the ones that when you're thankful that there's a Walmart or a big box. Let them go to those. Thank folks. That's the reason, John, I tell people to thank Walmart or whoever coming to town. Because they're taking those people out of your building who will never do business with you because they only want price, and you can't fight the price war. That war is over, and we lost.
Yeah. But for a lot of people, they can start to identify those kind of people that they don't want to do business with. And then it really, you know, I harp on that word ideal customer all the time.
Yep.
It doesn't just mean somebody who's got money, but it's got to be somebody that sees it as a relationship that wants you to grow as much as they want to get what they want. And boy, I tell you, and we've hopefully, if you've been in business any amount of time, you've worked with people like that. That's what makes this doing this fun and owning your own.
You
got
to do business with customers. The ideal customer, one of the criteria for ideal customer has got to be somebody who will allow you to make a profit.
That's right. That's right. And that really comes down to value. I mean, they value what you do and the way you do it. And so if you understand that and then you promote that, whatever it is that's unique about your business, and you go out and say, here's who we want to attract, I'm telling you, it's almost like magic. Just making that decision will make your life a lot easier. It may feel scary in the beginning because you're telling a whole group of people, we don't want to do business with you. And that feels scary, but boy.
From that vantage point, with the knowledge of who your customer is, everything else should fall into line. How you spend your money, where you spend your money, what you say to them, your message, your call to action, all those things will fall into line, won't they?
Yeah, it just becomes the filter, and it makes decision making process. You know, when that very attractive salesperson walks in the door from the publication and has a great deal, you know logically what you're,
right.
You know, where you should be, what you,
right.
You know, what your message is, what you're doing, and you're not going to fall prey to that idea of the week.
Duct Tape Marketing is the book. DuctTapeMarketing.com is the website. John Jentz is the guy who runs all that stuff. John, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Always great to talk to you,
We'll
Jim.
See you next time. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.